天, especially on this Easter Sunday, let's pray together.
是因为复活节的主日，我们一起祷告。
Father God,
父神,
Lord, we are grateful for this morning.
我们为这个早晨来感恩。
We are grateful for the reminder today of all that you have done.
我们感恩因为你给为我们所做的一切事情。
We are grateful for the resurrection.
我们也为你的复活感恩。
That affirms our faith in you.
在你的对你的信仰信心能够确立。
And Lord, we are grateful for the testimonies of Cameron and Jimmy today.
我们也为Jimmy 跟Cameron 他们的见证来感谢。
And we're thankful that they reflect the resurrection story as well.
因为他们也反映出了这个复活的故事好消息。
I pray, Father, that today, for all those that are gathered here,
我也为今天我们所有在这个地方聚集的人
that we would come today,
我们今天能够来到这个地方
and simply sit at your feet,
在你的脚前我们坐席
and to hear an exhortation,
能够听到你的教导
and Lord, we pray that hearts would be changed,
愿我们的人心可以被改变
hearts would be challenged,
我们的心能够被挑战
and that we would become aware of the opposing forces that are constantly competing for our time and attention.
我们能够记得这我们四周有许多竞争的势力夺取我们的心
and so we thank you for this time.
所以我们为这个时间来感谢
make this a place of your shalom.
愿这个地方成为你的平安之处
may you be with us.
愿你与我们每一个人同在。
In Jesus Christ, we pray.
奉耶稣基督的名。
Today is Easter.
今天是复活节。
And especially on today, I want us to think about the life of Jesus.
要特别让大家来回想耶稣基督的生命生
平。So why Matthew chapter 3 verses 13 through chapter 4 verses 11?
为什么我们谈马太福音第三章十三节到第四章十一节呢
？Actually, I was going to do the whole of chapter 3 and not chapter 4 at all.
本来我是想只讲第三章，完全不提第四章。
But the reason is,
但是原因是这样子。
Because in all four of the Gospels,
因为在四本的福音书当中
，they all mention Jesus's baptism.
他们都提到了耶稣基督的受洗。
And as I was reading this,
当我在读这个故事的时候
，it's almost like, and I was listening to classical music.
我正在听那些古典的音乐。
And you know, in classical music, there's different movements, even in the same musical piece.
你知道，在这个古典音乐里面，它即使在同一个曲子里面，它都有不同的乐章。
Like maybe it's not. Like, I'm not a music major, so I'm probably really bad at this. But like you know, even like Vivaldi's Four Seasons.
我不是学音乐的时候可能搞不是很懂这个东西但是比方说在这个四季的这个交响乐曲里面
You know that the seasons all have different feelings when you're listening to it
当你去听它的时候每一个季节它都有一种不同的感受
And today when it goes from Jesus' baptism to the temptation of Jesus there is a movement change that happens
所以我们今天看这个从耶稣基督受洗到后面受试探你可以看见这个中间这个乐章的这个转变
At the end of chapter 3 what you get is the voice a voice from heaven
在第三章结束的时候你听到的是从天上来的声音
And then you get a voice from hell in chapter 4
但是在第四章你听到的是从地狱来的声音
You have water and baptism in the first part
所以你在第一个前面这个部分你有可以看到有这个洗礼。
On one side, you have desert.
但是在另外一篇却在另外一章里面却是这个旷野。
And on one side, you have blessing. God is blessing His Son.
所以在一边你可以看到是神的祝福临到这个儿子。
And then the other side, there's temptation.
但是在另外一个乐章里面，你却看见这个试探。
You see, there's a change of movement that happens between 3 and 4.
所以你看到这个在第四章结束到第三章结束到第四章这中间有一个乐章的转换。
And the main author of what's going on, if you read carefully, it's the Holy Spirit. God is doing it.
如果你看这个中间这个转换的过程，真正背后的这个作者是神，是圣灵他自己。
The movement from good to bad for Jesus is all done by God through the Holy Spirit.
这中间的这个转变，从耶稣基督的环境从好到坏，这后面是神自己的工作。
And it's the idea of spiritual baptism.
这个基本的构想是这个是背后是一个属灵的征战。
Goes to spiritual battle. Spiritual battle.
从属灵的这个这个洗礼到属灵的征战。
And it's the idea that at one point.It's all about love. It's about comfort. It's about blessing.
所以从一边是这个各种的这个舒适以及祝福。
And on the other side, it's stress. It's conflict. It's temptation.
但是从另外一边却是压力和这个试探。
Now I just want you to take a moment to imagine something.
所以希望大家用一点点的时间来想象这样子的情况。
Imagine that you are a good guy. You've been living your faith well. You go to church. You go to Bible study. You go to whatever worship night there is.
你想想你就是一个好基督徒这个照一个基督徒的标准这个经常的这个聚会这个都不缺席。
But what happens the moment you start to suffer or you experience hardship, something terrible happens to you.
但是突然之间你碰临到这个不好的事情临到你的生命里面。
You know, if you're honest,The first thing you think is, man, I must have done something wrong.
也许你第一个反应就是哇，我一定不晓得做错了什么事情。
And that's like very similar to many people in the Bible. That's what happens. The first thing they think is, man, maybe I did something wrong.
这在圣经里面很多像这样子人物，他们有这样的例子。当碰到不好的事情之后，他们第一个反应也许就是我不晓得做了什么不好的事情。
But we know that's not true always.
但是我们晓得他不见得都是如此，因为如此。
And here Jesus.Who's supposed to be perfect? He's never done anything. He just started his ministry, and the very first thing that happens is something terrible.
我们可以看到耶稣基督在这个地方，他才刚刚开始他的这个传道的生涯，他还没有做什么事情，也没做什么错的事情，但是这不好的事情就已经临到他的生命里面。
And what I want to say today, and this is especially for my two brothers who just got baptized, but for anybody here.Who follows Jesus? I'm going to give you an encouragement and exhortation today.
今天这个讲章不单只是为了这受洗的两位弟兄姐妹，也是对所有愿意跟随耶稣基督的人这是这样有这样子的劝勉。
The more that you walk and you journey in faith,
你越是这个在这个走在这个这个信仰的这个道路上面
，you have an increased greater potential for more hardship.Suffering and difficulty.
你会有越多增加这样更多的有这种受苦试受试炼的这样子的机会。
And I will venture to even say,
我甚至愿意大胆的这样子说
，If your life is comfortable and there's no conflict in your life,
如果你的生命里面你觉得毫无挣扎，一切都顺利
，Then you may want to reconsider whether you really are living in Jesus Christ's life, the life of Jesus.
也许你要想一想，你是不是真的在跟随耶稣基督的脚中行
？And in today's text, what you see is that the Christian's life, baptism and temptation, is not separate; it's always together.
在今天我们所看到的经文里面，可以知道这个我们的受洗跟试探是连接在一起的。
Christianity is not like driving down the 101 where there's no speed bumps; it's very relaxing, and you see the ocean.
基督徒的生活不是像我们开在这个101的这个高速公路上，中间没有任何的这个高低不平的地方。
Sometimes there is.
也许有时候有。
But Jesus even says in Matthew 7,
在耶稣基督他自己在马太福音第七章也这样子说。
He says that you are to walk through the narrow gate.
我们要进的是一个窄门。
And he says the way is hard that leads to life.
这个窄门是通向这个生命的道路。
And those who find it are few.
这个进这个走这条窄路的进这个窄门的人是少的。
Some of you here don't know me, and so the first time you've ever heard me is right now, and I seem so negative.
也许很多人今天是第一次见到我，看到我一开始讲这个就很消极负面的这个话。
And why are you telling Jimmy and Cameron?Such negative, discouraging reminders right before, after they just got baptized.
为什么在我们这两位弟兄刚刚受洗完之后，就讲这么这个让大家沮丧的这些的话呢？
Because I'm not going to lie to you.
因为我不想骗你们。
Because the Christian journey is a fight.
因为我们基督徒的道路是一个征战。
It is a battle between life and death.
是生与死的一个征战。
And I want you to choose life.
我们希望我们选择的是生命。
So every day you have to choose life.
所以我们每一天都要选择生命。
This last week I heard another UCSB student killed themselves.
我们听到这个就在上礼拜我们听到有另外一个 UCSB 的学生自杀的消息。
Cameron shared how he struggled with depression.
Cameron 以前也正在这个这个忧郁当中的也有经历忧郁的挣扎。
In the news, we see about people suffering, people dying, bombings, murder.
我们看到这世界里面许多的战争谋杀各样的不好的事情。
We suffer illness.
我们也受这个疾病的这个捆绑。
There is a battle going on. It's with great implications, and it matters how you decide to live.
这些事情在我们的人生当中有许多隐含的意义迫使我们决定怎么来过我们前面的生活。
So this is for all of you.
所以这是为所有人预备的讲章。
Especially for Cameron and Jimmy.
特别是为 Cameron 跟Jimmy.
Because I really love them.
因为我真是这个爱他们。
And so today I have three points.
所以今天我有三个要点。
The first is that there's a dangerous voice that works and speaks into your life every day.
在我们每天的生活里面，会有这些危险的声音向我们来说话。
And that voice will come subtly with a subtle approach.
这些声音很多的时候是借着一个这个不显著的方式进入到我们的心中。
But you have a victorious response that you can respond by.
但是你可以有一个得胜的声音来面对这些危险的声音。
Okay. So the first thing, dangerous voice.
所以第一那个危险的声音。
I'm going to say something that's kind of hard for some of you if you're not a Christian to believe.
我想我现在说的对一些如果你还不是基督徒也许是比较难接受的。
But what the Bible teaches.
但是我要告诉你们圣经是怎么说的。
Is that in this world,
因为在这个世界里面
there is always an opposing or contrasting rhythm that is happening.
在这个世界里面总是有一个敌对的一个韵律在我们的当中。
It is a movement that contradicts God.
是一个一个乐章这个乐章是与神敌对的乐章。
And what the Bible often calls that different voice, that different character, that different person, that voice is the enemy, the devil, Satan.
圣经常常用这样子用撒旦或者是这个魔鬼的这样子的词语来描述这个抵挡的势力。
Even in the beginning of chapter 3, it says, "Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand."
所以即使在第三章一开始的时候，他就讲到说，天国近了，你们应当悔改。
We know that through Jesus Christ, the kingdom of heaven has begun.
所以我们知道，当耶稣基督来到这世界上的时候，这天国就开始了。
And what it's about is about grace. It's about love. It's about peace.
是这个国度是关乎爱，是关乎恩典，是关乎平安。
But the kingdom of this world is playing a different rhythm from that rhythm.
但是这个世界他们所唱出、所演示出来的这个音乐，却是与这样子的音乐是相敌对的。
And this force that's playing, it's not stupid.
但是这个敌对的势力，他们并不是愚蠢的一个势力。
It's very strategic.
它非常的有策略的。
It's capable.
他们非常有能力的。
And it's organized.
他们也是非常有组织的。
Now, this sounds kind of ridiculous to a lot of us today.
对我们今天的现代人来讲，很多时候我们会觉得这是一个胡扯的一件事情。
Who thinks of this, anyways?
有谁是真的认为这个世界是这样子的呢
？See, if you think Syria. Is all because of Bashar al-Assad. just say Syria.
Can you repeat that again?
If you think it's about Syria, it's all about the dictator, Bashar al-Assad.
Okay. 如果你想到这个叙利亚的这个国家的时候，你想到可能就是他的这个独裁者 Assad.
If you think Nazism and the killing of Jews was all Hitler.
你想到纳粹主义的时候，你所想到的大概这个就是这个希特勒这个人。
And if you say slavery is just racism and economics,
你也许会把这个奴役制度把它简化成是种族歧视加上经济的需求。
And if you say a person's addictions is based because they were raised poorly by their parents,
你讲到这个一个人有毒瘾的时候，可能是他的父母对他的教育不成功。
We know that's not that simple.
但是你知道，其实问题不是这么单纯。
And what I'll offer to you today is that there is another movement happening with its own objectives and its strategy, and it's shown in the scriptures.
但是我现在要今天要所讲的就是在这些事情的背后它是有另外一个乐章、在这个背后正在演奏。
Now the assumption is, you know what, the people in the past, they didn't have modern science, they didn't have all the thinking we have today.
所以有些人我们会假设说过去人有这种想法，这背后的隐藏的这个势力是因为他们、是无知的，因为他们、是古代的人。
Okay, time is short, I can't defend it fully right now, but I'm going to give you three reasons why I think you can't really give that defense.
但是我要给你们、三个原因、简单的解释这个应该不是真正的原因。
So like logically,
所以、逻辑上来、逻辑上来说
it's not a very deep reason against it.
这刚那种的表述是没有、是非常肤浅的。
If you believe that there is possibility for something spiritual or personal in this world,
如果你相信在这个世界里面有一些是我们、个人、在灵性或者是在、精神层面上所有的
then why can't there be something supernaturally bad as well that's personal?
如果有在我们这些精神层面有一些东西是好的，为什么不能够在这些超自然的这种的世界里面是有一些东西是坏的呢？
And historically with evidence, let's take a look at that.
如果我们看这个历史，从第二点看历史性的上面的角度来看我们这个世界。
When you look at the evidence,
这些的证据
of a good God versus a evil in this world.
如果我们审视这个世界上的 证据来想说这个世界到底是在是有一个善的神还是有一个恶邪恶的一个这个势力
I think there's a lot of evidence historically of violence and evil and murder and all these things happening always every day through the news
但如果我们看、这个世界历史我们的时事里面你看到有各式各样不好邪恶 的事情在我们的四周
Does that make sense, guys? Am I losing you?
Okay. 你们了解我的意思吗?
Okay, if you guys are lost, anyway, just raise your hand. Don't raise your hand. That's actually disruptive. I can't do that.
你不懂的话,
I do that with the students. I can't do it with the adults. Okay. But the third reason, theologically.
所以、第三点、是这个神学上的
as a Christian,
论据。
When you read the Bible,、
如果你是基督徒,你读圣经的时候,
you don't go, oh, wow, I really like what Jesus says right here. I'll take this sentence out and I'll believe this part, but not this sentence over here on page 45.
也许你看圣经的时候、你说我喜欢圣经的这一段话我就把它拿出来读、我这个圣经这一段话我不喜欢我就把它跳过
You do not pick and choose from scripture what you want to believe
在圣经读圣经的时候你不能、这个照自己的喜好来挑选、圣经
If you think about it when Jesus talks about himself what does he say?、
所以当耶稣基督、论到、这个他、
He identifies himself as the son of God
他自己叙述自己他是神的儿子
He's tying about spiritually to the divinity
他是有具有这个属灵上是具有神性的
You can't pick and choose You don't get compromised You either believe fully that he is fully who he says he is Or he's absolutely crazy
你必须相信他所说的真是真实的或者是、你相信他就是一个疯子
And here's the thing I want to push a little harder
也许我们、更、这个推、更往下推进一步。
If you say there's no evil force,
如果我们说在这个世界上是没有这个、邪恶的势力在背后。
What you're saying is that we as human beings are absolutely responsible for every action we do.
我们就是说我们所做的每一件事情是我们自己必须承担的这个责任。
Which means,
那同时也是说
that our biology, our social conditioning, our psychology,Our upbringing, everything determines our behavior, our actions.
那也就是说我们的这个生命里面的不管是我们的生物的、这个本性或者是我们的、这个心理的本性或者是我们的环境、决定了我们、这个生活里面的各样行为。
But when you think that way, I want to point out that you can never get upset when people do things that come naturally for them.
但是如果你真的人认为人是在这样子的势力里面、照着自然的势力来过我们的生活的话那你就没有道理、对于当我们照着我们自己本性做的任何事情你就没有道理可以来、感到、愤愤不平
It's what animals do
那就跟所有的动物做的事情没
有两样 But why do we feel such anger and outrage when something terrible happens that's wrong?
为什么我们心里面还会有那种当我们看见、这些不公义的事情发生的时候我们心里为什么还会有那种愤愤不平的感觉呢
You are measuring by an objective standard, a different standard.
因为你是用一个跟刚才所讲的那个不同的标准来衡量你所看见所发生的这些事情
And so what Jesus says is there is an enemy.
所以、耶稣基督在这里说的是那里 我们的生命里面、世界里面 有一个敌人。
Every time you make progress as a Christian, there's always a force or forces that are arrayed against you in opposition, pushing you back.
当我们每一次在我们基督徒的生命当中往前进步的时候，你就看见这个有一个邪恶的势力列阵对抗，并且会反击。
Why is it after a retreat that when you're so high with God, like you're super not high, like you know, but like high, like you're feeling good with God, that you feel so low soon after?
为什么我们是在一次这个退休退隐休休退休会之后呢，我们感到那种的高度的这种兴奋。
And then we have these immense lows right after. How can we get those?
那为什么我们有时候在那个之后却进到一个低谷里面？
Or like after our mission trips, you've been on mission, some of you, you know, after you're feeling great, you come back and you feel absolutely discouraged.
有些人去参加这个宣教的这个服事你们有时候也经验到这个就在这个宣教的服事之后，你也经历到那个极度的疲乏。
You have a great experience with Jesus, you're feeling great, and then day after, 2 days after, you sin, you don't honor God. Why is there that contrast?
为什么有时候我们会经历到这样子的对比？我们有一段时间跟与神是与基督是如此的亲近，之后我们却在罪恶当中这个没有办法自拔。
Because it's a battle.
因为这是一场的征战。
You win some, you lose some.
你有时候得胜，有时候失败。
And the evil strategy is to get you to stumble.
而这个邪恶的势力，它的目标就是要你跌倒。
No, I have a quote. I don't know if I put it up. Did I put up the quote? No. I'll just read it to you. It's in the past. You see it, the Andrew Womack one.
有一个这个这个引言哦。
Ben Fan shared this with me. I really liked it. He says, "If I never run into the devil."
他这个 Andrew 这个人他所讲的话，他说，如果我从来没有迎面我没有当面迎面见到这个魔鬼过。
It's because we are both headed in the same direction.
那是因为我们两个人是朝着同一个方向在奔跑。
That's really scary, dude. I'm sorry. I just thought that was such a funny quote. I had to put it, but I forgot to include it on my PowerPoint.
很有意思的这个引言。
Okay. First thing is that there is a dangerous voice.
所以我要第一个要说的是，我们的生命里面是有一个这样子危险的声音在向我们说话。
My second point is that there's a subtle approach that this voice approaches us with.
第二个是有一个非常微妙的一个他们这个势力有一个非常微妙的不容易察觉的一个接近你的方法。
I didn't put up any scary pictures, but when we first think of Satan and enemy and devil stuff, spiritual stuff, we think of what is in the movies.
我们有时候第一个想到说这个魔鬼这些东西的时候，我们想到电视里面那些可怕的这个影像。
The head spinning, crawling on the walls.
也许他们在那个墙上会爬，头会在那边旋转。
But what I want you to see here in this text, Satan comes in a conversation.
但是我们看见在这一段的经文里面这个魔鬼只是来跟你有一个对话。
He comes to tempt Jesus through dialogue.
他借着这个对话要来。试探耶稣。
It's in chapter 4, right here. If you look at it with me.
就如果你看就在这个第四章我们可以一起看的话。
Now I'm not going to read the scripture because I think you guys can see it. Follow along.
我不会读这个，你们就跟着我讲的看这个经文。
Satan first says, "If you are the Son of God, command these stones to become loaves of bread."
他说一开始他说你若是神的儿子，可以吩咐这些石头变成食物。
Right, and here this is right after Jesus.Had just fasted for 40 days and 40 nights in the wilderness.
你要记得，这个是耶稣基督刚刚四十天这个禁食之后的事情。
It says even verse 2, he was hungry.
在第四节的时候，他实际上圣经明说他就饿了。
So the first attempt.
所以这个第一个试探是
he challenges his appetite.
挑战他的这个胃口食欲。
And then right after that,
在这个之后，紧接着这个之后
he says, if you are the Son of God.
如果你若是神的儿子
，throw yourself down from the top of this temple，
可以从这个圣殿的顶上跳下去
，and command the angels to catch you。
你可以吩咐上帝的这个天使来托住你。
The idea is if he was caught in the middle of the temple, jumping off the temple, and he's floating down magically, everybody's going to be like, Right? So if I jumped up and like flew and landed, you guys would be like, "Whoa, what is that?" Right?
所以你想，他要耶稣做的就是他当圣殿跳下来的时候，有这个天使把他接住，大家都鼓掌欢呼，这个觉得这是一个了不起的事情。
And that's the idea of approval. You want people's approval.
这背后是让我们看见我们人有这样子的一种的愿望，希望被人来认可。And
then the last thing Satan says.
第三个事情，魔鬼又这样子说。
All these I will give to you if you will fall down and worship me. And what he's saying is the kingdom, all the kingdoms and the glory.
他说我会把这一切，就是指的万国与万国的荣华，都给你。
If you just bow down to me.
你只要俯伏来敬拜我，这些都是你的了。
And what that appeals to is our ambition in our heart, what we want.
这里所说到的就是我们人心里面会有的那种的野心。
But I want you to understand, that's just very surface. Because if you read chapter 3, you'll understand why it's so devious.
但是如果你看第三章的时候，你就晓得这样子的策略是如此的狡猾。
Because in John chapter 3, verse 13 to 17,
在约翰福音第三章，13节到17节。
Yeah, it's like the very end, right? Jesus comes to Galilee. And he goes to John, and he says, John, come baptize me. Or basically, John says, why am I baptizing you, Jesus?
在那个地方，约翰他很诧异地说，为什么我要给你施洗呢？
Isn't it supposed to be the other way around?
岂不是应该是反过来这样子的情形，不是应该是反过来的吗？
Aren't you the one supposed to be baptizing me, Jesus?
难道不是耶稣基督你应该为我施洗约翰施洗吗？
In verse 15. First words in the entire gospel Jesus says are these words. First words he ever says in the gospel.
在福音书里面，他耶稣基督所说的第一句话。
His response is, "Let it be so for now, for thus it is fitting for us to fulfill all righteousness."
他是说，这个暂且许我，因为我们理当行尽诸般的义。
And he says, basically what he's saying here is, I have to do this.
他基本上就说，这是我必须做的事。It's
what it takes to fill all righteousness.
是这样子做才能够尽了诸般的义。It's
probably one of the most important statements you'll ever hear.
也许这是我们所听过最重要的一个教导。But
this is something probably someone would say before they're about to die.
但是这听起来其实有时候好像是一个人将死的时候所说的话。Right,
like right before the cross.
也许更合适好像是在耶稣上十字架的时候。But
I want you to see the reason Jesus says it here at the very beginning of his ministry.
但是我要你看见在耶稣基督开始他服事传道的这个开始的时候讲这句话是什么意思？
He's saying, I am deliberately deciding to live a full life of righteousness for God.
他是这样子说，他的意思是我刻意的选择要过一个尽诸般义的这个生活。My
goal is to stand in your place.
我的目标是要能够代替你的，站在你的地位上面。Just
a substitute for you.
能够来代替你。So
I must even experience baptism like you.
所以我也必须，连我都必须像你一样。
And what Jesus really is saying in his mission, his plan, is he's saying that I am here to live the life that you should have lived.
他实际耶稣基督是在说，我所做的事情，我所活出来的，其实是你应该活出来的。And
I'm here to die the death that you deserve to die.
我现在要这个我的死亡，其实是你应该所接受的这个结局。And
by doing this, one day you will stand before God. Where I should be standing.
但是我今天如此行，耶稣说，为的是让有一天你能够站在我本来应该站在上帝的前面的那样子的地位。
And I, Jesus, am going to go die where you're supposed to be for your sins.
而耶稣基督他在十字架上死，是代替了我们本来应该在上帝面前所得到的这个审判。
And Jesus, what he's saying is, I will become the curse so that you can become the blessing.
耶稣基督也是说，当我被咒诅的时候，你就得了这个祝福。
So this is the way Jesus is planning to save us.
这是耶稣基督神的所 定的计划来怎么样的来拯救我们。
And after Jesus says these words, what happens?
当耶稣基督讲完这些话以后，发生了什么事情呢？
Right, the heavens were opened to him, and he saw the Spirit of God descending like a dove and coming to rest on Jesus.
圣经就说天突然为他开了，就看到神的灵仿佛鸽子降下，落在他的身上。
And a voice from heaven.
然后从天上有声音说。
He said these words.
他是这样子说的。
This is my beloved son.
这是我的爱子，我所喜悦的。
With whom I'm well pleased.
我所喜悦的。
You see here what God is saying here.
神在这里说这说的意思是。
He's affirming Jesus.
他是认可耶稣基督。
You guys don't know this.
也许你不晓得。
God is quoting the Bible.
这个实际上神自己是引用了圣经上的话。
When he says, "This is my beloved son," he's quoting Psalm 2, verse 7.
他是在引用诗篇第二章第七节里面说的。
It's a psalm which talks about the king to come.
讲到一个将要来的这个王。
That it's a divine king. It's a son.
是一个神有神性的这个国王，是神的爱子。
That's one piece.
这是其中这句话的一部分。
And he says, "With whom I'm well pleased."
后面讲到说这是我所爱的。
And it ties to Isaiah 42.
这个实际上是在以赛亚书的第五十
42.
42章
first verse
第一节。
It's part, and that's the part of the servant songs in Isaiah.
是里面这个仆人之歌，在以赛亚书里
面。And if you understand the servant songs, it's a message that there is someone coming, a servant that's coming, that will die for their sins.
那里讲到的是这个有一个仆人为人的罪死。
So what God was doing here was he was combining the idea of a king, a Messiah, the Son of God, with a suffering servant that will suffer and die for our sins together.
所以神在这个地方所引用的这个经文是把一个国王和一个这个为人受死的仆人这两个角色融合在一起。
It doesn't even make any sense, my friends.
这两个其实把它合并起来几乎是不可理喻的一件事情。
Why is it that the hero must suffer?
为什么一个英雄必须受苦？
Why is the judgment is the way to victory?
为什么这个审判是带人进入得胜之地的一个必经途径？
That death becomes life.
为什么死亡却带进永生？
And so John the Baptist is like, I don't get it. Why do you want me to baptize you? It doesn't make sense at all. This is backwards. It doesn't make sense to me.
所以施洗约翰他也觉得这个是好像是本末倒置，本来应该是我接受你的洗礼才对。
And the reason I'm expounding this piece is so important is because when you understand this, you understand how scary and how devious is the devil's temptation.
我之所以花那么时间讲解这段经文，主要是你如果知道这一段经文的话，你就知道魔鬼的试探是如此的邪恶跟这个狡猾。
Because he's, what he's telling Jesus to do, he says, is use your power, use your divine right, use your divinity to heal and resolve your problems.
他在那里实际上是说，你应该用上帝给你的这样子的神性，这样子的能力来解决你现在生活里面的各样的问题。
But Jesus knows he has to live.A full life as a human being cannot rely on divine power of his own.
但是耶稣基督知道他自己必须过一个完全人的生活，不能依赖他那神圣的能力。
So everything he prays, he asks God for help.
所以在每一个地方，他总是祈求神给他能力。
Didn't trust himself.
他不信不依赖自己的能力。
And what Satan is telling him is, don't do it in weakness. Don't do it like the way God is planning it.
这个魔鬼就是跟他讲说，不要用这么一个软弱的方式，虽然他这是神的计划。
Don't be the substitute for humanity.
不要为人的人性成为代替品。
You see, if you threw yourself off the temple and you come down slowly, everybody's going to give you respect. They're going to applaud. They're going to cheer you on.
他说，你如果从这个圣殿顶上掉下来，能够像超人一样平缓的这个落地，所有人呢都会为你欢呼鼓掌。
You would get all the adoration, you would get all the respect.
你可以得到所有人的尊敬，所有人的这个称颂。
And you don't have to go to the cross.
你甚至不必上十字架。
It's a shortcut.
这是一个短捷径。
You see?
你明白吗？
And if Jesus fell down and he worshiped Satan right there,
如果耶稣基督就俯伏敬拜这个撒旦。
He could have all the kingdoms.
他就可以有了这个万国。
All the glory.
所有万国的荣华。
He wouldn't have to suffer on the cross.
他也不必上十字架来受苦。
If you do it just like me, like Satan, you do it through power. You don't do it in weakness. You don't do it through suffering. You don't need to rely on God.
你可以魔鬼说你可以像我一样借着这个能力而不是借着你的软弱死在十字架上来成就上帝的计划。
What Satan is offering him is a faith that does not require you to suffer.
魔鬼所给他的一个选项就是说你可以有一个不需要受苦的信仰。
It's a faith without the cross.
是一个不需要十字架的信仰。
It's all blessing and no suffering.
是只有祝福没有受苦。
But you guys all know, if you're older brothers and sisters here, you know, life is never, never just fun and games.
所以但是我们经历这个世上的这些我们有经验的弟兄姐妹都知道这世界不是总是一切都是欢乐的过程。
The real life, there's hardship, there's suffering.
在真实的生命里面我们都要经过许多的苦难。
So Satan's goal here is, don't use your weakness. Don't be human through this. Be divine through this process. Skip all the process.
那个撒旦他基本上就是说，不要透过这个取得这个人性的这条难的这个道路，使用你的神性来避开这一切的苦难。
Okay, and so here the question is, how does Satan then or his troops work against you?
但是接下来就是说这个撒旦他这样子的做法对我们来说他是怎么使用这样子的方法呢
Okay, now sometimes it's like the exorcist.
有时候好像我们是要像这个驱魔者一样。
And it's like weird creepy stuff in Hollywood.
好像这个在好莱坞的电影里面这样子的情形。
But I would venture to say that more often than not, he does not need to do that.
但是我愿意这样子大胆的跟这样子说很多绝大部分的时候其实不是如此。
There's a famous book by C.S. Lewis called The Screwtape Letters.
在这个有一本C.S. Lewis 写的这本书叫 Screwtape.
And what he says in it, because basically it's a letter, it's a very hard book to read because it's written from the perspective of the demons talking to each other. Uncle Screwtape is the advisor. He's guiding his little troops to attack humans.
这本书不容易读，因为它这个书是从一个这个魔鬼他这个有一个这个叫 Screwtape 这个人，他是很多小鬼的这个辅导者，他教导这些小鬼们怎么去攻击人类。
And the quote of C.S. Lewis writes is, "Indeed, the safest road to hell is the gradual one. It's the gentle one."
C.S. Lewis 里面就这样子用借着他的话说这个。通往地狱最安全的道那个最容易的一条道路就是一个平缓的下坡。
It's soft underfoot, without sudden turnings, without milestones, without signposts.
你看你脚下走过的这个路都是平缓的这个一路上呢没有很急剧的这个大的转弯没有什么样的这个里程碑也没有什么样的这个路标都没有。
And if you are here today and you think that Jesus is just a great example to live by,
如果你今天在这个地方认为耶稣基督是我们生命里面最好的一个模范
then you've already been tricked.
你已经被蒙骗了。
Because that's what he wants you to see.
那是魔鬼希望你这样子看。
He doesn't want you to see Jesus as the substitute for you.
他不希望你看你认为耶稣基督是我们的代替。
Because if you just have to follow Jesus as example,
他不希望你他希望我们就想说只要跟随耶稣的脚踪。
If you just live like him, then you're going to be good enough.
如果你只要跟他做他同样的事情你一切就达到了你的标准。
But it's very clear in the Bible. It's John chapter 1 verse 12.
在这个约翰福音一章十二节里面。
But to all who did receive him, who believed in his name, he gave the right to become children of God.
圣经实际上是说凡接待他的就是信他名的人他就赐他们权柄做神的儿女。
You have to receive Jesus.
你必须接受耶稣基督。
And what it says here is in the past tense.
所以在这个地方，他使用一个过去式。
And I want you to see, right after God validates who Jesus is in chapter 3,
就在这个第三章, 神, 认可了, 这个耶稣基督之后,
right after he says, this is my beloved son.
就在他讲完说, 这是我的爱子的时候,
in chapter 4, verse 3 and verse 6,
在第四节第六节那个地方,
Jesus says, or Satan says these words.
这个第四章第六节, 撒旦就这样说,
if you are the son of God.
他说,
that's how he does it.
这是他的使用的方法。
He says, if you are the son of God,
他说你若是神的儿子,
but you can't be because you did that sin.
但是你是做不到的。
See, if Jesus is just an example,
如果耶稣基督只是我们的一个榜样,
then you'll either feel like you deserve heaven for sure,
你要不就觉得自己是配得这个天国,
or that you absolutely don't deserve anything.
或者你觉得你完全不配得任何东西。
But if you see God as a substitute for you,
但是神是,
Jesus as a substitute for you,
耶稣基督是我们的代替。
When you see that you are affirmed in him as a child of God,
你在他的里面, 是被认可为是神的这个蒙爱的儿女。
You're no longer being judged by your performance, by what you do.
你不再受你的表现, 来被评判。
God is pleased with you. He loves you even if you suck at or you're terrible at what you do.
神一样的爱你, 即使你在你的生命里面, 是非常的, 表现得非常的差。
The reason why is Uncle Stephen here. He's my censor.
这个 Uncle Stephen 在这个地方, 他就是帮我做这个像 感应器一样。
I can never pitch it perfect here. So it's humbling.
所以 让我总是没有办法讲一篇完美的道。
If you go to God and see Jesus as a substitute,
如果你到, 上帝面前视耶稣基督为你的代替,
then you know you are his son and you are loved.
你就知道你是神所, 蒙爱的儿女。
And Satan's goal is always for you to question that childhoodness.
那这个魔鬼的策略就是总是要你去怀疑你自己是神儿女的这个身份。
Am I really a child of God? Do I really deserve his love?
我是否真的能, 这个配得上神所给我这样子, 好像父亲跟对儿女的这样子的爱呢?
And the moment you start thinking that way,
当你开始有这样想法的时候,
you're not sitting in the identity that you are a beloved child of God's too.
你就不再是在处在一个 具有这个儿子身份的这样子的一个地位上面。
Okay, and I think about our last point. I'm going to move faster.
我们要讲快一点, 最后一点。
So how are we to respond?
那我们应该怎么样的来回应呢?
When there's a subtle voice that tries to trick us at every turn.
在我们人生道路上, 那些很, 微小的试探, 危险的声音, 在, 来试探我们的时候。
And what I want you to see is that it says here, the way that is responded right after the baptism is the word of God and the Holy Spirit.
我们看见, 在这个, 洗礼之后, 在试探当中, 这个得胜的声音是来自于神的话和圣灵的工作。
And it's interesting today because Jimmy shared,
因为今天, 很有意思的是, Jimmy他的分享里面,
he shared about like that understanding of knowledge, the word of God.
讲到这个, 对神的知识。
And yet Cameron shared,
在Karen他的分享里面,
he shared about the Holy Spirit.
他讲到这个圣灵的工作。
You see, when Satan desires to tempt Jesus, or tries to,
当, 魔鬼试着试探, 基督的时候,
how does Jesus respond?
耶稣, 耶稣的回应是怎么回应的呢?
Basically what he says,
基本上他就是这样说的,
he says, these things that you're telling me and you're offering to me, they don't satisfy me.
这些东西, 你给我这些东西, 并不能令我满足,
only the word of God does.
只有神的话能够让我满足。
So every question Satan asks is to try to discern a weak point.
所以每一个试探都是来, 试着, 让我们去, 碰到我们的软弱的地方。
Mm-hmm. And he's looking for is whatever is the most important thing to you.
他试着要在我们生命里面寻找我们对我们最重要的这些东西。
And here's a part where I'll digress a little bit, but whatever you don't want to lose, that you believe will give you everything and all the fulfillment in your life, whatever that is, that's probably going to be your greatest weakness too.
如果你生命里面有什么东西是你不愿意去失去，而且是让你觉得非常重要可以让你完全的这些东西可能就是你生命里面的最大的弱点。
You see, if it's something that you want so badly that you think if you have it, I will be satisfied, I will be fulfilled.
如果有一样东西在你生命里面，你觉得你有了，你就生命就满足了，就得到满足的话
，That's your appetite.
那就是像比方说你的这个口欲食腹，食欲口腹。
Okay.But if it's something,
但是如果有一些
you think that's my problem. That's actually not my problem. So it's good.
也许不是我的问题 yeah.
Maybe sometimes, but
也许有时候是
But the second one is, how about the approval of other people?
但是是不是？但是或者是也许是我们对别人认可的这种的一种的祈求，这种愿望。
Do you live to be recognized?
你是不是常常希望被别人认可？
Approval.
那就是。被人赞赏或认可。
That's the same temptation Jesus has when he's getting thrown off the temple top.
这个就是像第二个的试探魔鬼要他从这个殿顶上跳下去这个试探。
And for some of us here, we want power, we want glory, we want the kingdom.
对我们其中又有一些人可能是像希望能够有这样能力得到万国的这个荣耀。
We want success.
我们希望成功。
That's ambition.
那就是我们的野心。
And I'll tell you, this is a moment, I'll tell you mine.
我可以告诉你我对我来讲试探是什么。
You think it's appetite.
也许你认为这个吃东西这个口欲是、
no.
食欲是我的最大
的。I don't even need to be famous.
我也不是特别这个对名望有兴趣。
But my greatest weakness is recognition.
我最大的这个弱点就是被人认可。
It matters a lot.
对我来讲这是极度的重要。
And I think,That's how Satan attacks. He attacks one of your heart weaknesses.
那上魔鬼就在我们这些弱点上面来试探我们。
And the only way you can respond, and what Jesus shows us, is that the only way to respond is to see that God's word has to be the only thing that can truly satisfy you.
耶稣基督他的回应教导我们，只有上帝的话能够完全的让我们满足。
And this is why every time Satan asks him the question.The first two responses, he responds with certain words.
所以这也是为什么当魔鬼试探耶稣的时候，耶稣总是用这样子的话回答。
In verse 7 and 10 of chapter 4.
在第四章比方说第七节他是这样说。
He says, it is written, and then he quotes the Bible.
他说经上记着说，然后接下来就引用圣经的话。
Are you defined by your appetite?
如果你是完全受这个食欲控制的一个人
after the approval of other people?
或者是你经常的要追求别人对你的认可
are you by your ambition being tempted?
或者是你被这种的你自己的野心来引诱
and the best time to test that is when you are suffering and going through the worst experience
而这个试探最厉害的时候是我们在经历许多的不顺在这个逆境当中的时候
What you say when you have a gun pointed at you
在我们有一个枪指着我们的时候
shows you who you really are
他可以告诉我们到底是什么样的一个人
And I want you to know Jesus in the gospel
我们要知道在耶稣基督里面耶稣基督在这福音书里面
As he's sitting on the cross As he's dying on the cross
当他在十字架上死的时候
His last words Some of his last words were these words
他最后所讲的几句话里面是这样子说的。
He says, "My God, my God."
他说：“我的神，我的神。
”Why have you forsaken me?
为什么离弃我
？In his most painful, in his most alone moment,
在他最痛苦、最孤单的那个时刻
，Jesus wasn't cursing God.
上帝，耶稣没有诅咒上帝。
He's actually quoting Psalm 22.
他实际上引用了这个诗篇，第三十二篇。
He was trusting his Father, no matter what. He was trusting his father.
他信靠这个父神，不管环境如何。
That's really comforting to me right now.
对我来讲，这是一个非常具有安慰的一句话。
You just can't say no to the devil.
你不能够单单的对上对魔鬼说不。
Because if you are being tempted,
当你被试探的时候
，What Satan is always trying to say is that if you just have that thing, you will be whole. You will be fully okay.
魔鬼总是告诉你说，你只要再拿到这样东西，你生命就完全了。
Jesus keeps saying here what he's trying to show you is that none of these things will ever make you whole.
耶稣基督让我们看见这里面所讲的这些东西，没有一样能够使我们完整完全。
You think that if you just get your appetite satisfied, if you have your approval, if you have ambition, if it's fulfilled, everything will be okay.
你只要你的这个食欲得到了满足，你这个别人的认可，你得到了满足，你的野心得到了满足，你一切就这个就完整了。
I'll give you an example.
举一个例子。
I have a person in my life I really love, incredibly love.
我生命里面我有一个非常爱所爱的一个人。
When I look at these three, I know that person's struggle is ambition.
我知道那个人他的挣扎是关乎野心的一个挣扎。
And when that person has achieved so much,
当那个人得到了去已经完成实践了许多的事情。
There's always another thing that he or she needs to be ambitious for.
但是他总是还有一样需要做的事情，以至于好让他的这个野心能够得到满足。
It will never satisfy.
但是他却永远没有办法满足。
And what Jesus says is, "You are already my beloved."
这个神却说，你已经是我的爱子。
That by my death, by my life, by my death, and by today my resurrection.
借着我的在世的生活，我的死亡和我的复活。
You stand, and you hear the voice that says these words.
你可以听见这个上帝所说的这些话。
What God says is, "This is my beloved son."
神说这是我的爱子。
With whom I'm well pleased.
这个是我所喜悦的。
And that's what Jesus wants you to know. He wants you to know every day, every time you walk, when you go through hardship, you are the beloved in God.
耶稣基督要你知道，你每天在你的信仰的道路上，你经过逆境的时候。神说你是我的爱子。
And so that's why I leave this with you guys.
所以这是我要把这些话交给你们。
Because what Jesus says here, what God says here is he loves you.
在这个地方看见耶稣基督爱你。
And that's why he wants you to overcome.
因此他也希望你能够胜过。
And that every moment there is complete grace. A lot of grace.
这个在每我们生命的每一个时刻都有他完全的恩典。
And so as we celebrate the baptism of Jimmy and Cameron,
所以我们在这里一起庆祝Jimmy 和这个 Cameron 他们的洗礼的时候。
We are especially grateful for the resurrection of Jesus Christ.
我们特别为耶稣基督他的复活感恩。
Because there is death and now there is life.
因为我们不但有死亡，我们同时也有新的生命。
And we are the beloved.
我们也是蒙神所爱的。
Let's pray.
让我们一起祷告。
Father God,
天父，
Thank you again for today.
再一次谢谢你。
Thank you for the wonderfulness of knowing that you have lived and died for us.
你经历了苦这个痛苦跟孤独为我们而死。
And even better, you resurrected for us.
但是我们更